Mm-hmm. Maybe we understand our own best.
So mine is just a series of, like, it's also themes and questions.
Yeah, has to keep notes.
Okay. So
visually for us, I think it's easier to have.
From the beginning, I thought about the frame of the class. Do you frame it as a place of instruction, or sharing, or suggestion? Do you use continuous instructions, or verbal? Do you use like continuously, or do you always talk to give input? How do we consider our vocabulary? And especially in cases where there is a language barrier, how do we consider our vocabulary? When do we use external objects? When do we use physical adjustments? And I don't know if I saw maybe a sort of a bit of a BMC approach from you. I don't know. Don't really know a lot about BMC. How do you handle when participants do something different from what you have in mind?
Yeah.
Sorry, slower, right? Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I found very interesting this format of using talking and discussion in the middle of class sessions. Very specific choice. The format that Kathleen has used to do some parts of activity and then to discuss, and then to go back to activity and then to discuss. It's a very specific choice of format. These are
not at all.
It's just points to think about. That's how I saw it. Like, you know, like Catherine's material is very much, it's also a stimulus for us to think about things. Yeah. I wondered about I think this is connected to the first point of how we frame the class and whether our relationship is as a teacher, instructor, or sharing, or suggesting. That what kind of persona we use as a teacher. Also in our tone of voice, like Catherine was very calm, slow, and certain in her instructions. She also took questions. When there were questions that came up, she took questions. Versus
can you say again? I didn't get
the persona, that part is okay? What kind of
teaching style?
Yeah.
Your teaching style, so your persona, the sort of personality of teacher that you projected, the character of the teacher. You were very calm. You were very, your speech, your words were, came quite slowly and quite certain, quite sure. As a contrast, I thought about my own style, which is quite energetic, quite playful, and a lot of, but I don't really know. Just as a contrast.
Yeah.
And when you discuss something or you take a question, do you give an answer?
Yeah.
Something else I thought about was that I think contact teaching and learning has been a way that a lot of us get to look at things very much in detail, very fine detail. So whenever we see an exercise, we can see many layers of detail.
Mm-hmm.
As someone leading or teaching, how do you choose to focus on a specific detail? Because any exercise we understand on many levels, how do you choose to focus and how do you focus your group on a detail? How much do we play?
Who's we?
How much do you lead your group to play or playfulness? And how do we interact with something not related like sounds from outside or chickens in the window.
What?
How do we handle something that's not related to the class? Like if maybe there's a loud sound outside,
well,
or if there's chickens in the window.
Okay.
How do you handle that?
Phone, mobile ringing.
Phones ringing, exactly.
I think most things you said already. I have a strong focus on the verbal part, so the speed of speech and also the pitch, if it's high or I'm sensitive to this. Hi, if you speak like that.
Or if you speak like that.
Silence.
Or if you speak like that.
Yeah. Silences. Answering questions. I'm sorry. Okay. I just forgot
speech
your word.
Speech.
You were taking notes. Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. If you comment what's happening on a student. If you valid, well, commenting is like valid. Yeah, for example, oh yes, Lord, this is great.
Affirmed. If you affirm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Affirm.
Is it valid? Because is it valid what you're doing?
So
what
the
student is doing?
Yeah.
Yes. This is good. Do it. Or if you correct, and in case you correct, how? Also. The use of positive and negative sentence, like do, don't do.
Vocabulary? So related to vocabulary?
Yeah. Well, everything is related. Vocabulary. Is it assertive or questioning? Do that. What's happening when you do that?
Like
I think
do that,
yes. I think is it what he means? Repeating. Do you repeat regularly what it is about, or do you? Okay, the other things are not about verbal, about speech, I think. Also there is teacher's physical behavior, like do you do during, do you take a partner, how do you handle having a partner, and also, you know, that there is other students, so do you just let them do their thing and focus on your student or your partner, or do you also, or and do you prefer as a teacher having a partner and watching the class, or having a partner and living the experience as well? And when you are teaching in pair, do you take your co-teacher as partner, or do you spread and have two different partners?
So right now when you say to have a partner, you mean to co-teach?
No, well, just the last sentence.
Okay,
yes.
But the previous ones you meant a partner as in take a participant as a partner. Yeah.
Sorry. So, for example...
Like options, you take... do you take your participants to do what? To demonstrate? To
if you have a like, odd number... Sorry, I don't remember.
Well, even
which
one?
Yes,
the
correct.
Even means
12.
Okay, so if you have 12, obviously. Oh, well, some. Okay, if it's odd, do you take a partner, or do you push people to go together?
You have to go in trios.
In trios, some people do that. Then if it's if it's even, and you'd like to have a partner, what do you do?
Yeah,
Personally, I take the role, but how do you handle partner change? Do you do so that they keep the partner all the way long, or do you want them to change partner regularly, including for the same exercise?
I didn't catch that.
Sometimes I give an exercise and I say, okay, do the same with another partner.
Oh, okay.
And some teacher are like, okay, this is one exercise with one partner, let's do the next one with another partner.
Mm-hmm.
Or some are like, you take a partner for the beginning of the class till the end of the class. there's also the question of rhythm and duration of exercises. How much group things do you do? Solo, duet, group? I had a section which I didn't feel it, but was about the sight of you, how you look, how you do you do your own thing, or do you look all the time, or do you check all the?
How much?
It's about as a teacher, if you look at everyone in the room, or if you are more focusing on your partner, or yeah. The smile also, like a face exchange. Okay. Also, if you have questions from the students about language, about understanding, how do you handle that?
Mm.
And okay, then this is a section of how do you handle with problems, like how do you keep the focus, or how do you make so that you take the focus back on what's happening. What do you do if students are talking during the exercise? Or if they're
them.
Or if they're doing something else, you said it already. Do you use music?
Can I just say there's so many?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to sit in the And this is the end of the year. How do you make it accessible?
What do you mean by that?
That they understand, that they feel that they are able to do it. So it's both verbally and physically.
Ah. I understood something different when we talked about when we wrote accessible. Someone wrote accessible. Interesting.
Yeah. Yes. I know it means something else as well. I just realized
that. No, they're both. Yeah. No, I just realized that.
I think accessible is important. That one question is also important.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's on a different level.
Mm-hmm. There's different ways to do it.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Mm.
So you speak so much, but I just had one thing to add. Perhaps you didn't talk about the fact of the reorganize the space and the relationship between people for having a look of what happened or not. If everyone do in the same time, or if we organize something that they can learn with
watching.
Yeah. What? I didn't get your point.
I didn't
understand. Someone can
explain how you organize the participation, whether everyone is doing the exercise all the time, or whether you arrange for times when people can learn by watching other people do the exercise.
Yeah.
C'est ça?
Yes.
Okay.
And another point is how the teacher make the situation evaluating?
Evolve.
With what happened with the content. If the situation is okay, what we propose then for getting more updates or not?
Okay.
It's like a complex discussion. Something it's okay about the what you wanted, it's okay, and then you are getting a little more to go
deeper. To go deeper?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, does this relate to how as a teacher you improvise?
Yeah.
So how you adapt the content
when more details are needed? Something like this? Or
how do you adapt the content with a comment tu fais évoluer ton contenu par rapport à ce que tu veux et par rapport à ce que les gens font.
How do you let your content evolve with what's happening and what the people are doing?
How flexible you are to basically change your plan. Like in a sense.
Yeah.
But is it a question of being flexible, or is it a choice to stay and remain with what you want, as opposed to
teaching with not knowing?
Teaching without knowing, or accepting a change and just going with it, and also knowing that there is something to learn there, and knowing not on the way.
So that to stay in the same topic, but to go more in detail, or to change topic if you see that there's something missing.
And also, when do you do what? Mm-hmm. When do you stick, and when do you not stick to your plan?
How should we proceed? How should we proceed? Because there's everyone's reflections as well.
These are points that one needs to consider when they teach. I wonder whether you want a personal evaluation of what you did.
Can you say it again?
These are points that are kind of bad students.
No. En fait, elle veut savoir si Catherine, elle voudrait avoir un feedback sur ce qui s'est passé pendant son cours, particulièrement.
Okay.
Can I make that an issue here too, as in your teaching, will personal evaluation help, and how do we get it?
Yeah.
Interesting. So, you said yes.
Somebody already mentioned it, but how do you handle if the group size is changing? If someone moves out or comes later, like within the exercise.
My question is, and this is a question, you can open it again. was what you was what you proposed a class structure or a workshop structure. And she mentioned something that is related to time. Maybe you can tell us more about it.
I said it was class structure.
Yeah.
And she asked me.
Voilà. Tu as dit tu, donc quand je t'avais demandé si c'était une structure préparée pour une classe, tu as dit oui parce que ça avait besoin de temps.
Yeah.
Et donc, so what is our and then what is our definition of the class?
Mm-hmm.
And then as opposed to a workshop, and how do we organize our material or our what we need to give for a class and for a workshop?
Mm-hmm.
So how does it change according to the structure? Yeah, and my next question is why ask, why invite the participants to drop the tool that you just proposed?
The class. C'est quoi ce
tool? Donc, at the end of our session, she asked us to drop the idea of
forget everything.
Yeah, this is what she would have done. So she would have asked us to drop the
forget everything, right?
That
was
yeah.
Forget.
Oh, I asked to forget.
I'm just gonna put forget everything? Question mark.
Why?
Why? More questions?
I just had some more time.
Mm. I had also a general question that was what space I give to the question, the questioning, the doubts, the uncomfort of the student. Do I allow it? How big can I allow that it exists?
Mm.
Is it difficult for a student? Should I quickly give how can I watch it, and how big can that be?
That's great.
And I have another question. How explicit do you make your focus? Like, if you have a topic on whatever, like weight shifting, how explicit do you make it? Or do you leave it at an unconscious level? Or which, how much?
It's connected also to vocabulary.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And also for me, it's connected to the level of the participants.
Mm. To what?
The level of the participants.
Okay.
Whether they are familiar with this and you need to build on what they already know, or they have no idea and you're just still introducing it.
Or they are very experienced and then they get completely confused when something is not very detailed.
Wow.
They get confused when
something is not very detailed or is not very focused or...
Or at the opposite, if it's too detailed.
Maybe it's also the use of the word. The word, it's someone that has already a lot of experience, also the meaning is quite defined. So somebody is using it in another way.
That's the vocabulary question.
Yeah, it is actually.
You know, it keeps recurring, vocabulary. I wonder if we can take vocabulary and maybe take it tomorrow, because we keep coming back to vocabulary questions. Vocabularies and definitions.
But another question between the construction of the meaning between experience and...
Exactly. Maybe it's a who and word.
Could we maybe cluster all of this and
look what other topics can be like?
This is a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Like make it smaller.
Should we do something like what we did over there and figure out themes and then we just go around seeing whether it was a root, a boob, or a question, or whatever we had.
Do we want to answer this question?
No.
I think it's clear that we cannot answer all of them. Maybe there are questions that are...
I think, for me,
options.
Yeah, and for me it's important
to discuss?
No, to have an openness and to be aware of that.
Yes. Well,
I've done a lot of studies about pedagogy and everything that we say in this class, it's for me already known, and what I have interest about is what is specific in contact.
Yeah.
And not this is very interesting, but it's very general, and I wanted to focus, if you're okay, about what is different if you give a class of.
Then you come back to the what, because probably we don't.
But the what is not the content. It's related, but what is the how about the what?
Yeah. Okay. No, she's right. We are considering the way that we handle this content, the content of sharing. We don't discuss about the content, but how do we structure the content and how do we relate it?
The way you do it is
related to the content, of course.
But
if I do this leather long rolls, how do I do them? Do I demonstrate physically? Do I speak? Do I break it down? We can kind of take, maybe, I would suggest, I don't know, like maybe we can take one exercise that you did and we can like go really full, like deep, to break down the way it was delivered.
But let's say that I'm not sure that I've done conflict intro class. Maybe. No, it's a big question. I'm not sure you can.
Can we just add that also as a question? Does a contact class need to have physical contact? Maybe your question is a different one.
What about content?
Well, it's a how. Do I?
It's both.
It's both. Yeah.
I've got to just say, I'm just the opposite of Laure. So I have no. I had a recent education in physical education teaching, but it's to me just the opposite of contact. So actually, this question, I think it's also relevant, and I would be interested to share with. At least you and you, I know you both had a pedagogy education, and I would be interested in that. So I don't take it for granted, so this is something we don't need to answer. And the other thing for me is that when we usually have a issue or something to answer, we usually begin with why, and then we go to the how, and actually we went to the how before why.
Yeah.
I didn't say that this is not interesting, I just say that I wanted that we find in all this question what is specific.
We are not on the same level. You're like advanced, you've got like professional studies for years about physics. I'm not.
at the end it's the same, because you found all this question. It's the same, but it's just to say that I wanted to focus on CI and not on general pedagogy, because all these questions
I
can...
Yeah.
I think but these questions came from our CI teaching, so we were not thinking of teaching ballet or something else. They came from our imagination based on how we teach CI class, right? But I understand that, and I'm very curious to know what is really, really specific to CI.
For example, seeing what happened in the class and change your mind about your proposition, it's not specific to CI.
It's definitely more common.
It's what?
It's definitely more common.
In every classes you can do that.
Yeah.
It's not specific to CI. It's something
specific to good teaching.
That's something we can. Well, I have the feeling we can see the difference between people who are like they've been doing this for years, and for them it's like obvious. Mm-hmm. For me, it's not obvious, but it's nice that we have different experiences.
Not for years, but because perhaps we have the same time of teaching, but. In different kinds of dance.
No, but you're also teaching sports.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
So you have learned how to
speak to students and, well, different things. I don't know what you have learned, actually.
But it's not only in physical education, also, like, I talk
yeah.
to teachers from school, and they also...
Yeah, so this is also other things I'm interested in, but maybe it's not just for that.
it is, so sorry, like, I just feel like we are losing a bit of time in, like, discussing what is this. It's whether we want to answer some of these questions. From that, that's the... To discuss about specific questions or not. And everyone will just speak from their perspective and their experience. Do we want to go deeply in one of them? Because identifying questions, yes, may be useful for someone who hasn't done pedagogics, but then as a group, do we share our knowledges and our experience to answer them? And I guess give an example or, from the past or reflect on what someone offers now. So these are two options.
I was also mixing a bit the concrete things, not to stay too theoretical. And also I think the question of what is it specific to CI, I think it's more, at least I see it more what's specific to your representation of CI, not in general, because it's not really not fine general
representation. And this is why you related it to the what?
Yes.
For example, making a circle is something that for me is specific to CI.
Mm-hmm.
Having this form, for me this is a pedagogic format. Okay, just this.
Mm.
What you are doing now?
Maybe we look at this question then
yeah.
for you, you define, for each we define according to our education and to our work and to what we do. What do you think is really specific for CI?
Maybe we identify five favorite questions and then we'll see whether they kind of
yes.
overlap and we go deeper in them.
Yeah.
Can we
yeah.
do the heart system? I don't know. I find for big groups with many questions, this works quite fast. We go round. What are the ones we're interested to discuss or explore? And you
which
draw a heart.
Which is number? Which
it's
is number?
It's like our study lab thing. And then the ones that have more hearts, we'll
so
go there.
We have five hearts. And we drew five hearts.
Oh, I think you put as many hearts as you want, but
okay.
we'll see which one accumulates more hearts.
What
we
about
maybe
put it on the wall then?
Yeah.
So that we can.
Okay.
Or we can walk around.
I had something before. It's a bit like yesterday. We were giving something, and I have the feeling we have not worked.
But also we have. Yes.
It would be nice for me, but also I've been giving something, and it's good that also I'm open to critique. So you don't have to be nice or to care, and I put something here and we don't work on it. I find it speaking.
Okay.
Could we maybe devote some time to
share experience
so
we know what
like
to
do? Like a case study, just as a case study, and then we go deeper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
perhaps we could take some time for a discussion of the specific content that Catherine or the approaches that Catherine offered us.
Yeah.
We take some time for that, and then we take some time to identify questions for further exploration.
Okay.
Okay.
So this
okay.
would.
Yeah, I'm okay with you.
Perdón.